Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. I want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors, of course. Thank y'all for being part of the show. We love having each and every one of y'all. Our OnlyFans girl of the month this month is Miss Missy again. She's just one of my fucking favorite people now. And she was in Nashville with us last time, and she got to meet one of my real favorite fucking people, Miss Gypsy. And both of them are on the show with me today. So I'm happy to have you guys. I was kind of shocked when I saw y'all together yesterday. I was like, this doesn't match, but I love it.
Well, she's a sweetheart.
I was gonna say it does match though. Two favorites in the same place. Come on, you knew that was gonna happen.
Well, I figured y'all would get along because Gypsy, like Missy, was first time we've hung out with you, but Gypsy has been everywhere fucking with us, and she's just literally one of my favoriteest people ever. Just everything about her. I do. I love Gypsy. Like, she's literally one of...
I'm like, what?
You're making her blush over here.
Usually
I'm
like, you dickhead.
Well,
and then that's what I'm like, it just calls me dickhead all the time.
Because you're a dickhead still. Don't get me wrong. But, but what's always been my favorite thing about Gypsy, whether she's talked to you about this yet, Missy, or not, we do like a lot of like charity work for veterans. Like, as far as like fundraising, helping with events and stuff. And there's been people that have big ass accounts on whatever platform on social media that when we do stuff, they don't ask to lend a hand. They don't ask to come and be part of it. Doesn't matter. I've seen this bitch drive halfway across the country to come to one of the things that we've done, or two of the things. I know one in Nashville you came to with Creative Vets. And then when we did Mission 22 with Mr. Ken last August, you drove all the way down to Georgia and helped with it. Yeah, you just know she's good as gold, and she's got tits like that just won't stop.
Yeah,
and what, they don't stop?
Your tits.
I know, right?
She's like, say it
again.
I'm
freezing.
Say those words again.
I'm freezing right now, so they ain't out that much.
Yeah, she's a great person, but them titties, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you add a great person onto a good set of tits, it's like, let's go. We're going to be friends for life.
Yeah, you say that. We definitely, yeah. I'm just...
I saw some of y'all shit yesterday, like your previews. I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you, as I've told everybody before, like, I'm not subscribing to nobody's shit. I'm just not doing it. I started to be like, you know what?
You know,
if I was ever gonna do it, watching you and Gypsy, it'd be like, you know what? This could be interesting.
I'm not gonna lie. While we were recording some stuff, I was like, this works.
It
was awesome. And I don't know if you guys know like what Gypsy likes to do, but this bitch likes to get messy.
Yes.
And she likes it to be revolving around food.
Always.
And I mean, I'm not mad about it, but our photographer was here for the photo shoot, and he doesn't record anything like that. He doesn't shoot anything like that. And so he was literally sitting in the background, like watching and taking some photos for us. And he was like, yeah, I didn't know what to do, but that was awesome.
Trust me.
I feel like we're making messes.
She was like, are you ready for caramel? And I was like, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Next time you say caramel, don't make that noise. That's too close to diarrhea colored for me. That's kind of Yeah, Gypsy is she's been known to put people in awkward situations. So I imagine with food.
I'm here for it. I love awkward. But you know what? When you can put awkward and fun and hot together, the same place, add whipped cream, it's a great time.
It is.
Yeah. When I started seeing some of the previews of y'all yesterday, like on Instagram and all that shit, I was like, these bitches are having fun.
Yes, seriously.
Like, these bitches are having a good time.
Because we did it. So, yeah, it was a great time.
I'll definitely want to work with you again because, like, oh, yeah. Missy has, like, the best work ethic ever. And you know how you're always talking about how you want to, like, make sure you hang around with people that, like, influence you to do better?
Yeah.
She is one of those girls that I want to hang out with more because she does. She works fucking hard all day long. And it's like sometimes you get in those lulls at work where you're like, I don't know what to do, like, and all that stuff. But with her, it's like you see her working so fucking hard and it makes me want to work harder to be as good as she is.
That's true, though.
Like, I appreciate you.
I don't want to be around lazy people. Like, I want to be around somebody that's freaking working hard. And
we got shit to do. Yeah. We got shit to do. And in a good way, though. Yeah. Not like we're not here to scam people. We're not here to, like, we're here to work hard, you know, hold our own and make some shit happen. So
that's what I really liked about Missy in Nashville. So, like, I told Gypsy 100 fucking times when we go on these trips, hey, I'm the one who usually is like, I don't want to fucking make any content for social media. Like, I just want to enjoy the moment. I want to have fun. I want to just live. Like, I don't want to be on social media or be making shit the whole time. I'm enjoying life. Right. And I've told Gypsy a million times, I was like, we're stupid if we don't sit there and we don't make some stuff to, like, put out there. And I'm usually the one who does it, by the way. Like, Gypsy, I know she does when we're on trips and shit, but that's what Missy did. Like, we had made the decision to do it.
She worked, though, good when everybody was doing quiet time. Like, they were just doing their own thing. So she was, like, busting ass while everybody else was kind of doing their own thing. She's like, I'm going to make some fucking money here. Yeah. And she did it, you know, whereas when I go to Nashville sometimes, I'm like, I haven't seen my brothers in forever. Mm-hmm. You know, all the boys up there. I want to spend my time with my guys and just, like, hang and chill and listen to them play music because that's my passion. I go to Nashville to listen.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I can work any day of the week, but this is the one time I get to hang out with my, like, brothers almost.
Yeah.
And just enjoy them and their time. So, like, that's the difference. Like, I'm used to going there for that week and it's almost like a little vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't see them that. Well, it was such a good experience because, like, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I walked in, it was just basically like a musician frat house. People come and go in. One morning, the second day we were there, I had to piss so bad in the morning and I got up and I'm like, I got shorts on, but I got no top on. And I walked to the bathroom half awake, like, and I covered myself a little bit, like, with my arm. But I went to the bathroom. I walk out. There's a new face popping out of a bedroom that I've never seen before. And I was like, oh, hey, I don't know who you are, but we'll talk about this later. Well, it was awesome.
Well, we have a very good reputation of when we come to town and anything's associated with our group or the show or anything like that, that people just, they just, like, flock to us. It's like a bunch of stray dogs that somehow we start feeding the motherfuckers as soon as we get to town, and they don't leave till we leave.
It's so unique. Like, it was such a unique experience to just take in. And, like, I didn't know anybody. So I was able to just take a step back and just take it all in and observe you guys and see all of the magic happen, you know, from, like, a third eye. Obviously, it'll be different when I go there because, like, I'm going to know more people. But it was just such a humbling – I try to explain it to people. I'm like, it was this amazing, almost like reverent experience. Like, I got to wake up and sit on a deck with a bunch of boys, you know, strumming on their guitar and have my coffee. And I was sitting in the presence of, like, this magical, you know, these amazing, talented people that it was such a great opportunity. It was so wonderful.
Yeah. And what was crazy about this time, like, we didn't even really show out at the house. Gypsy's been there with us before to where fucking 5-6 o'clock in the morning when we get home from the bar, there's a concert and you don't ever know who's coming.
Gypsy's in her van sleeping at that time. So yeah. I have witnessed it. I've witnessed the chaos in the morning when I go in to make coffee and what a mess it is. I'm like the kind of the group that I'm like, I watch out for my boys, and like if they're bringing some questionable ladies home, I'm like, you might want to think about that. And they either listen or they don't. You know, it is.
We don't. We have.
We don't.
Yeah. We don't.
We've never.
But then I'm just gonna harass them the next day and be like, I told you so. You dumbass.
Yeah. Gypsy, you should have been there. She did. You know how me and Gypsy have this thing ever since I met her. She has not done it in a long time. I haven't had to do it to her. But when we first started, do what?
You're just used to me now.
Yeah, I'm used to you. Well, you're not. I think you got used to us too, though. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's both ways. Like, we know who what's comfortable with what. But when Gypsy first started coming around, we had this thing that I would have to tell her, like, hey, you're at a 10. We need to get a 5. Like, because she would just be talking about buttholes and whatever, no matter where we went. What
room act like she didn't do that last time we were in Nashville. I think every other word out of her mouth was buttholes. But
well, the boys keep bringing up. They like talking about they
I
do.
I think you like talking about it more than the boys. But
they're
Gypsy, you'll be happy to know this. She did something that's worse than anything you've ever done.
What?
So it was very funny. It wasn't,
what?
I shouldn't say worse, like in the
sense, I do?
In the sense of things, it's fucking hilarious, but at the time I was scared to death. So I recorded a show with all those, with female artists on Monday while we were there. And it was Allie, Colleen, Lexi, Emma Zink, Kenzie, and Tara. And we're all in the room, podcast room, we're all recording. And we're in like a deep, serious conversation and everything. And this young lady right here is 30 feet away from us in the kitchen that's just right outside the door, and she's in nothing pretty much on the table creating OnlyFans content. And all I could think about is how we're sitting there talking about how much I value women in country music and how I don't want to push this somebody shaking their ass on social media. And all I can think about is, oh, God damn, the second they walk out of this room, they're going to see her asshole. And then they're going to be like, what the fuck did I just do? It was so funny to me.
First of all, if it's Instagram appropriate, it's enough. I had enough clothes.
Yeah, clothes
second of all, you have the coolest friends, whether they're musicians or whatever. They're the most accepting, loving people. So as long as you're respectful and kind and not shoving it in people's faces, they don't give a fuck. And they're such amazing people.
We don't hang around, especially me. I don't want to say everybody. Gypsy's the same way as I am. We don't hang out with shitty people.
Yeah.
We're not going to be around anybody that's problematic.
Yeah. They just bring more trouble. And you don't want to introduce people like that into your circle either. Because if they're going to cause problems with you, they're going to cause problems with people you respect and you vouch for. And you just don't want people like that in your life.
Well, we've done such a good job of weeding out the bad,
right? Yeah.
To just where like there's some people, it's not even that they were bad. They didn't mesh with what we had in mind that we wanted to build.
Sure.
And they didn't have
the friendship that was there either.
Yeah. Cause that's my thing is like success don't mean shit to me unless my friends succeed with me. I don't want to be going and working in Nashville 1 week out of every month and not have the people that I love and care about with me. I don't want to just have people because you have a social media presence there with me. Like we've tried that before and it usually doesn't work.
Yeah.
It usually is where we're very quickly like turned off by them. And it's just like, nah, we're not. This is not for us. This is what we're going to move on. So you get like a really good group of folks around us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all all seem to vibe really well. It's awesome. It's just, like I said, it's this really unique thing. Like everybody's so different. Mm-hmm. Like everybody comes from a different walk of life. They're a different career path, you know, different personalities or whatever. But everybody just gets along and respects each other. Not just gets along, but like really, you can tell that like that whole group, like they really did share a bond that you don't just find on the street or online. Yeah.
Well, we all have a common goal and it's, all of our goals are to be successful, how we see fit to be successful, not by other people's standards.
Yeah.
Like I said, me and Gypsy, we love doing, you know, some stuff with veterans and mental health and everything. And usually our group they all feel the same way about it to where there's not just in that aspect. And there's several other that we match up on with people, but nobody sees themselves bigger than something like that. There's nobody that's like, oh, I'm too important to talk about helping a charity today. Like, no, it's everybody's in this shit together.
Right. Yeah. I think, well, again, I think that's with the people that you guys have in your circle. Everybody, nobody seems to be riding on the coattails of anybody else either. Everybody seems to be really, really hardworking and doing their own thing, focusing on their own goals, but obviously helping others on the way, lifting up other people. So if you have that, you know, drive and you bring that to the table, really everybody's going to succeed together,
right?
Because you're not trying to use people. You're not trying to take advantage of them.
There's a lot of people that get using people or clout chasing mixed up with, I just want to work with good people.
Right.
I want to work with successful people. I hate that fucking clout chasing term. Like, it's, I have a show to where, hey, why would I want somebody on that is less popular than I am, that is less entertaining than I am? Like, it's okay to deal with people that are better than you as far as social media and shit goes. It's not clout chasing. It's, I see the value in you. I see how good you are. Why the fuck wouldn't I want to work with you? Missy, you are a lot like Gypsy in this aspect, to where I don't like making like TikToks and shit. Like, I have to do it like it's a necessary evil for me.
Yeah.
I hate fucking anything involved with it. But like, I don't mind doing it with Gypsy. I don't mind doing it with you, to where there's other people that have came around that have been like, hey, let's make a TikTok. And I'd be like, well, what do you want to do? And then they'll throw out some stupid idea and I'll just be like, yeah, I'll be right back. And I never come right back.
All TikToks and reels and everything are stupid. Like, you have to go to that place where you just suck it up and you just make it happen.
Yeah.
But if you do it with the right people, it can be funny and it can be fun and entertaining. But yeah. It's fun.
Well, that's the thing that a lot of people just fucking miss out on when you're doing this and you're doing these collaborations where we're all getting together and hanging out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not work if it's fun.
Right.
And then in reverse, it's too much work when it's not fun.
Right. Yeah.
And I don't want to fucking do it with y'all guys. Anything that we do with y'all or some other folks that we've worked with and people that go on trips and stuff with us, it's fun. Like, it's just a good fucking time. It don't feel like I'm doing something stupid when I'm doing something with y'all compared to when somebody forces some bullshit on me.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm not doing that shit.
Can I tell you how, like, embarrassing it is, though, for me? When I was in Nashville, I'd be like, hey, Josh, do you want to go record a really dumb TikTok of, like, me, like, squirting on the bed? Sorry to interrupt you with Will Mosley, but can I just like I feel so stupid.
No, don't.
Or you're doing something way more important, but you want to go record something stupid with me?
Well, no, it's not, but it's not stupid to me. Like, it's, first off, I'm very good about who I do business and stuff with, and like, I want them to grow, I want them to prosper, and I want the same thing out of them towards me. And like, with me and you, we had came up with some funny fucking concepts. It's just, if you don't grab me by the hand sometime and just remind me, hey, let's fucking go do this. This is a good idea. This is going to be good for both of us. I'm probably going to get lost in what I'm doing at the time. And like, hanging out with my boys, like, I know that it was kind of new for you, but hanging out with them, that's like an everyday thing for me. I can miss a fucking hour.
Right.
To go do it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, I probably, whatever they're playing or what we're talking about at the time, we've talked about 100 fucking times. Or I've heard it 100 times.
Yeah.
But he's funny. He's like a squirrel when we're in Nashville. Like, I told him that the other day. I'm like, you're like a fucking squirrel. Like, trying to like just hang out with him and stuff like that. Like, he's gone.
He's a lot on his plate. Like, even the night
he's busy, but he's like a squirrel. So it's hard to like,
just hard to put him down.
Yeah. Well, I know that when I go places and I'm attending, like, let's just say like a Raised Rowdy event or anything else, I love it when they take the time, anybody, to acknowledge almost everybody in the room.
Sure.
And I know with me, if you come to something that involves me and my name, I'm going to shake everybody's hand. I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm going to try to give everybody a little piece of me, to where I'm grateful. I want you to know that I'm grateful that you're there.
Yeah.
And it does suck sometimes, because it's like, fuck, I just want to hang out sometimes. But I go to Nashville 1 week out of every month to build relationships and network. If I'm not taking advantage of that, It's like, cause plus, Missy, you'll get invited to this. Gypsy's been to, I know, at least one with us, to where we'll go like on a beach trip, or just, we call them like our family trips, to where we don't work. Like, there might be one podcast recorded while we're there for a whole week, but it's literally us building our relationships and our friendships.
And it's usually around your birthday. Usually
Oh, yeah, we do it. I'm telling you, I have this thing about my birthday, and I don't know why. But it's like, you know what? Some people don't like celebrating them because you get older. Me, I celebrate everyone because I got a chance to get older.
Sure.
So, like, we make it a fucking week every time. Like, I'm that bitch. It is not my birthday day. It's not my birthday week. It is my birthday month.
I love that. But you know what? I think that's what I like about you, Josh. I think you bring that to the table with everybody. Like, you... I got to sit back and watch in Nashville, like I said, and especially on the night of your podcast at Live Oak, I sat back. I didn't want to bother you. I just took it all in. And one thing I've noticed about you is you overly, in a great way, overly celebrate everybody. Yeah. You make everybody feel important. It is their birthday every goddamn day of the year when they are with you. Yeah. And it's so amazing. Like, everybody just feels so special and, you know, honored to be a part of the Josh Terry circle. And you can see that, like, you respect people, you celebrate them. And even if, like, we don't know, we all, like, the only common denominator at that house at that time was Josh Terry. I didn't know anybody, but I felt, you know, like I was allowed to be there. I got to meet amazing people, and everybody feels that. So I think that's just amazing. Like, you say you celebrate your birthday, but really you celebrate everybody every day. And that's just an amazing thing about you. You bring people together.
Well, thank you. That's
genuinely mean that. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that's probably one of the best compliments I can receive, because that's what I want to do. Like, I don't fuck around with people when I say, like, this is my family. Like, yeah. Gypsy has came and stayed at my house. Or not, well, her fucking van stayed.
Yeah, in your driveway.
She won't fucking come in to save her goddamn life. But I took her around my daughter. I took, you know, me and her went and watched one of Gracie's softball games when she came down one time. The people that I introduce her to are family to me. Like, I want the people that I'm around. I say it all the time. I don't fuck with fair weather people. I don't fuck with people that, when times get tough, you're just going to dip the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I fuck with those that are going to be there regardless. That'll put you in your place if you need it to be done. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be there regardless. And if you don't celebrate those people and you don't let them know that you love them, that you care about them, that you're proud of them, those people usually find another fucking circle, or they go, what's that thing? I don't go where I'm tolerated. I go where I'm appreciated.
Sure.
And I try to appreciate everybody. If you took time to come be part of something with my name on it, I'm going to do my best to let you know that I am grateful for you. I am proud of you. All right, and all this other shit. Like, this, but that's how I think you're supposed to do. I don't do what I do thinking I'm building a business or a reputation. I'm building a family. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm doing it this shit mafia style, baby. Like, we blood in, blood out in this bitch. Like, if we ride, we riding. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you got to appreciate people. You got to let them know that they're different. And plus, everybody that's usually around us, they are different.
Yeah,
I'm one of those that the word weird that most of us have been called our whole lives and the word unique are almost the same definition. And I try to let everybody know, fuck, you're cool as fuck that you're unique. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck being called weird. And if you are weird, fuck it. That's cool too. Yeah. But it's like, hey, just let them know. Because a lot of these folks are artists. They're dreamers. They're OnlyFans fuckers. Like, there's...
Like, band fuckers.
Yeah, like, you're different. Like, I'm a podcaster. Like, we're different. We see the world different. We're all dreamers in one fucking way or another, and we're all doing shit our own way. And if you're doing shit your own way, sometimes you want to be told your way is good. Your way is special. You're killing it your way. And there's just not a lot of people that fucking do that. That's why I think people appreciate being around us so much.
I do too, but I think there are also people that don't see that, and they don't value, you know, you appreciating them.
Yeah.
And it just,
we just have to be very aware of like what energy people are giving us so that like we can reciprocate and just be respectful of people when they're trying to, you know, bring you into their circle or show you appreciation. So, but yeah, hell yeah to the weird people for sure. You know what I was thinking though, all of us, like we all do different career paths. Like I said, like musicians, podcaster, OF girls or whatever. But at the end of the day, all of us really are just trying to share something to bring people closer, make people feel okay, validated, accepted, even like all of those arenas. So it's really interesting.
I don't think it's that. I think that, I mean, I like how you said that, but I think it's, we're all doing shit our own way.
Yeah, we absolutely.
Like you're doing what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's music or if it's OnlyFans or whatever.
Right.
You're your own company. You're making yourself happy. That's really all it is. I think that's why we all connect. It's like, fuck it. We're going to live life our way.
Mm-hmm. I had somebody approach me the other day. She wanted to start an OnlyFans and she was asking like, okay, so what do you do when people, you know, are judging you or like, or what are you worried about this? And I was like, no, like you cannot be worried about that. She said she actually changes what she does throughout the day, all day, to project what people are going to think or feel about her.
That's exhausting.
And I said, girl, like, we don't do that here. This, you know what? If she joined OnlyFans, I feel like it would be very good for her because it would give her thicker skin, because you have to realize you do it your own way or you're going to get eaten alive.
Yep.
You're going to have a mental breakdown. Yep. Like, you have got to get strong in anything, really.
Well, if you're not doing shit your own way and putting your own unique touch on it, that is you, then you're just going to fall into a fucking cookie cutter image with everybody else.
Yeah, you're gonna get lost. Yeah.
The thing about OnlyFans that I think is so cool is you are allowed to be 100% yourself. And the people that are following you and care about you and are lusting after you, whatever you want to fucking call it, like, they love you for you.
Right.
If they wanted to just go fucking jack off, they'd go look at YouTube or YouPorn, whatever the fuck it is. not to make it weird, but it's, they're lusting after you, not porn.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think it's just, it sounds weird to say, but OnlyFans for me has been empowering because I'm my own boss. I set my own boundaries. I get to be my own self. I get to be my own brand. Yes. I get to do my own thing. It's been very empowering for me. So, a lot of people don't like it, but it is what it is. I get to do whatever the fuck I want and I love it.
I like it because it's my schedule my whole dream has been to travel and do whatever the hell I want on my schedule. And that's what I love about it. So, be myself, my weird ass self.
Well, how many times in your life have you been appreciated for being yourself?
Not very often.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually have to edit myself wherever I go. And that's okay. Like, society is how it is, you know. But I typically, you know, I go to work. I put my scrubs on. I go to my patients. I mean, I've got my own level of weird there. But I do have to edit myself. Yeah. But, you know, when I'm doing my thing on camera or on social media, you know, I get to be like my real self. Yeah. I get to be just authentically me. And it's freeing. I like it.
And you get appreciated and paid for it. Like, is,
I know.
Who the fuck doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to just be themselves and get paid for being them fucking selves?
It's so fun. And to get, we get paid to get dressed up. And
I get paid to masturbate. That's my dream right now. It's great.
Trust me, it's been my dream for a long time, Dipsy, and it's just not coming true.
You know, my mama told me to do just find something I love to do and get a way to be paid for it. Here I am.
Hang in there, Josh. Someday your time is coming.
They said you'll never work a day in your life if you do something you love. And we didn't know it was Gypsy flicking her bean.
Right? I love flicking my bean, baby.
Yeah, trust me. I'm well fucking aware of it. Jesus Christ. There's anybody that I know that likes flicking their bean, Gypsy, is you.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's fucking funny to me. But yeah, like, and even that girl you was talking about that reached out to you and asked you about doing it, I get people asking me every day. I get women that ask me every day whether they've got some social media following or bigger social media following, like my thoughts on it, and I try to tell them the same thing every time. If this isn't you, Like, if you're not just comfortable being fucking naked anyway, like, if it's, if you're just doing it for the money, don't fucking do it. Like, this.
No, you're not.
Do it to free yourself.
You're not going to succeed. And quite, okay, so you really are going to have, like, a mental, you know, issue or a mental block at some point, because it's not for everybody. There are some girls who are not authentically themselves on camera or on their social media or whatever, and they have this big following, and behind the scenes, they are breaking down. They'll go on live streams and just completely lose their shit. And they're not mentally ready for it. And it hurts me, because those are the people that really are going to turn to, you know, these awful coping mechanisms that are just going to eventually hurt them. Yeah.
Well, you can tell them pretty quickly. Like, we've not really our group, but I've been around them here locally, that they'll come around, they'll hang out or whatever. They'll ask me to, like, share their shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, hey, I'm going to send you a free subscription. Will you, like, pass around my shit or whatever? And it's like, first off, bitch, I'm not, like, there's only a couple of y'all that I would even look at your shit. And it would be probably more for, like, let's just say scientific purposes. It wouldn't be to fucking, I'd probably beat off, but it would. That's not how it would start, though. It would be like curiosity killed the cat in my situation. Right. It'd be like, I've got to fucking see. Like, it's, but with some of these girls, they'll ask me to do that kind of shit. And it's like, darling, look, I've seen tits, I've seen ass, I've seen it all. If you're already worried about it, just don't fucking do it. Like, just leave it the fuck alone. And the hard thing to tell a lot of people, and you have to say it in a nice way, but I'm going to say it in the shittiest way possible on here. You're not special. Like, we all want to view that we're special and that we're different, but unless you're actually putting something different out into the world, you're not. And there's no reason for you to. And shame is the only word I know how to say this in a small town, but I don't think it's like shame for you guys whatsoever. Like, you're proud of the shit you do. Sure. But in a small town, it's not worth the price of shame that you're going to get every time you walk in Walmart or whatever,
right,
for you not to be original and make life-changing money and shit.
Right. Yeah. I tell people all the time that want to join or, you know, are just starting out. I'm like, there's tits online everywhere. There's pretty faces everywhere. There's always going to be everybody, like a whole lot of people that are prettier than you, that you're going to feel insecure around. You've got to own it. You've got to show up. If you're going to put your tits online, you better go all in. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. And if you're going to feel that shame, you either, you know, are own it and are proud of it, or you just don't do it.
And you got to put the work in. They think you just put one picture or two pictures up
of your pretty face. Yeah.
And that's all they have to do. This is a constant 24-hour fucking job all the time, trying to come up with new ideas, concepts. And, you know, how do I stick out from the rest? And you don't. You know, you're just trying to do your best, and that's all you can do. But they just think it's one little thing and they're done and they're going to be a billionaire. Bitches, I've been doing this 4.5 years. Well, 4 years, and I still have to work fucking 24 hours.
It's a lot. Yeah, people ask on my live streams, like when I'm on TikTok or whatever, like, so what do you do for fun? I'm like, this. This is fucking what I do for fun. Enjoy it, bitches.
This is still work.
Yeah.
This is, like, still work.
Did I want to be on camera and talk to a bunch of strangers that are harassing me and, you know, shaming me? No. But here I am.
Yeah, I had to chill out with the lives probably like last summer or before that. Like, I just couldn't do it no more. Like, and that's even on fucking TikTok and shit. It's just not, unless I have a absolute reason. Like, we've got to create a vets golf tournament coming up for it. Like, we'll probably raise some money for them, like a day or two, like something like that. But yeah, I can't handle it. It's mentally fucking exhausting.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There are definitely parts of the job that I hate more than others, and having to go on live streams at least twice a day on any given platform, very least. It's like, some days I just don't want to. Some days I don't want to talk to people. Some days I don't want to look good on camera. And you know what? When I'm live,
had that conversation in Nashville. I'm like, don't you feel like you just want to be the ugly girl for the
like
day?
I just want to wear sweats and my hat and go to the store and be like, nobody look at me or talk to me. But we don't get that option.
Like, we have to do the things, and we're just like, sometimes I want to be ugly.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to tell you, ladies, but because of your ass, Missy, and your tits, Gypsy, y'all ain't ever gonna be the ugly girls.
Well, we can't show those on TikTok, so
fuck. I have done the ugly things on TikTok, though.
Oh, like, yeah.
Hey, guys, I just want an ugly
thing. You know what? The more and more I do this, though, I realize that people prefer the ugly.
Yeah.
They prefer the real. And they prefer
we're beautiful without makeup on, but we just put it on.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, if you're on camera for thousands of people, you want to look presentable. Right. And it does bring in more trolls when you're like, you know, looking like you just rolled out of bed. But it is what it is. Trolls make the world go round too. Yeah. So
I think me and you might have talked about that before, but I really do think the more you go natural, the more you look like the girl next door or the woman you're going to run into in Walmart, and it makes people lust after you more because you've seen
not me. I look like one of those little shakeable trolls.
You do not, bitch. No, you do not. Well, it just makes you look more obtainable than more like a porn star, I guess, is the way, like, because that's the thing, like, porn, I mean, everybody fucking watches porn. I'd be lying if I say I didn't. But, like, it gets to the point to where it's just like, this is so not real. This is so unobtainable. That why am I even lusting after it? But then you see, like, a bitch with her hair up in a messy bun and some sweats and a pizza stain on her shirt. And you're like, oh, no, I could fuck that. Let me imagine fucking that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
She's like, food
in my video?
We're going to do that.
I agree with that. And I mean, I think, again, like I said, like, we all watch porn. I think the amateur porn's way hotter.
Me too.
Way hotter. Like, it's just, it's real. Like, you could put yourself in that situation. A lot of my customs that, like, requests, they literally want, like, just me rolling out of bed, like, looking at it. And I'm like, are you sure?
Because it seems like, and I mean this in the nicest way, you've seen obtainable like that. And I've told both of you before, like, and I know that, like, I'm in a relationship now, so it doesn't mean the same thing when I say this now as it did before, but I don't subscribe to nobody's shit, because if I'm going to lust after you, I'm going to try you. Like, I'm going to shoot my shot, even if it's fucking Ray Charles shooting a shot, like, and there's no chance in fucking hell, I'm still going to shoot my shot if I'm attracted to you. That's why I can't just sit here and lust after. I said earlier, like, y'all shit, it would make me interested in seeing it because it's y'all.
Yes.
And I know y'all. Like, it's probably fucking pretty hot. But it's the same time. But here's how fucked up I am.
I was getting turned on again.
but here's how fucked up I am, though. It's like, I know y'all now. I know that we're all friends. I would probably look at y'all stuff and I'd just be like, that nasty bitch. And laughing the whole time. Like, I don't even know if it'd get my dick hard. But the whole time I'd be like, that sick bitch. You see what she did? That nasty motherfucker.
I love that. I think that's another part of OnlyFans that I love. Like, it's not taboo to me. Like, we're all fucking people. Bodies work a certain way for a reason. It's not weird to get attracted to something or turned on by something, because, I mean, like, it's who we are. We're human. Like, it's not a bad thing. And even if it's something like, you know, something crazy or weird, like, it's okay to be attracted to that too.
Yeah.
And that's, I love that. I love that people get to feel comfortable. They get to feel like they get to shoot their shot, and we all get to imagine and role play with that, because that's the fun of OnlyFans versus, you know, Pornhub or whatever. Like, you get to have that, like, imagination, that fantasy, that experience, that one-on-one, and that's what makes it unique and fun for all of us. Like, that makes it fun for us. We get to imagine. We get to, like, we're never going to actually meet these people, but we get to, like, role play with them, and we get to, you know, just, it's fun. It's a game. It's fun.
Yeah. I can see how it's a lot of fun.
It is.
And I get it. Like, I've said this from the very beginning with folks. Like, I understand the appeal. I think that most of y'all are fucking geniuses. I think most of y'all have figured out a way to maximize your life and your income, especially, and you get to be free. Like, why wouldn't you do it? Like, it just makes sense, especially if you can make life-changing money. If you're on there and you're doing all the work that you guys are doing, and y'all are barely making, you know, $500 a month, $300 a month, whatever it is, why would you do that?
One thing, there are
some girls that do. They create an account just to do it. And one girl wanted to come to one of our collab events. She's like, yeah, I just want to show up to get motivated to post. I haven't posted for like 6 months. I just want to be in the presence of. Yeah. And I was like, please don't come because you're going to be overwhelmed. You're not ready. You're not, you're, you know, this is a business. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to be y'all's best friends. Like, you can be friends. Yeah. You can get along. But I'm not going to text you all day. Like, right. We're coworkers. This is right. a business. We're here to make shit happen. And when we come together again, we have a great time. But like, if you're bringing energy of like, I'm, you know, one toe in the water. No, that's not what we do here. That's
well,
not
there's, what there's not enough people understand what you just said. Like, I've had to cut someone off recently because they got too close to me and they didn't realize it was a business relationship.
Right. Like,
Gypsy can tell you. I tell Gypsy every once in a while that I love her randomly, or I'll message her and just check on her because I know she's on the road. And then we won't talk for a fucking month.
Right.
But it's not Gypsy's family to me. And if I'm doing that to Gypsy, then I'm probably doing it to every single person in my phone. And if you're somebody that I just see a business relationship with, I'm not going to fucking hold your hand and talk to you all the time. It's just not my personality. Yeah. Doesn't mean I don't value the work you do. It doesn't mean I don't like you. But if it's somebody, like I said, with Gypsy, if I only tell her I love her or talk to her once or twice a month, why the fuck do you think I'm going to talk to you all goddamn day? Why do you think, it blows my mind that people even think that we're that close and all we've done is work together a couple of times.
Right.
Like, if I'm not reaching out to you for fucking advice, or I'm not reaching out to you just, hey, how was your day? You know, how you been? Don't fucking do it to me. You're making yourself look fucking stupid.
But that's, you see, Josh, like, that's what I was talking about before. Like, you do make people feel special. So if they are not secure.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Are busy enough in their own life, like they think they, you know, need that connection with you. They that's what it was. Like, we feel that connection, but like, we understand, like, it's a business. We're busy. We're all friends. We're not besties. We're not therapists. Right. We're not fam. I mean, we, you know, like, we treat each other like family. But like, I had to tell one girl I couldn't work with her because she would want to text every day, bring her, you know, and I was like, no, we're coworkers.
Right.
We are coworkers. We're not going to get that close. After we work together, we can check in every now and then. Hey, do you have this video? You know, hope out all is going well. But I can't bring that energy. I can't carry you. I can't hold your hand. And I never promise people that I can because I don't have time.
And I love the fact that, like, when I was like the other day, I was like, hey, I have to go to do this. And you're like, okay, I get it. Go do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, because we both have different schedule. Yeah.
Of course. So it's like there's no reason to be offended. If you're adult enough to, and if it does bother you, that's okay. You're a human. But have a conversation about it. And you need to make a compromise and understand that, like, it, you know, we're all adults. We have lives. We have agendas. We have, you know, businesses. We have things to do.
Yeah.
I'm just not the person that holds anybody's hand. If you want somebody to hold your hand, get a fucking puppy. Like, if you want unconditional love and you want somebody just going to all the time just shower you with affection, get a fucking dog, because it's not me. Now, like, but also too, and this person, if they listen to this, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I wanted to keep working with this person. Like, I like their work. I like what they do. But they took one statement that I made and ran with it as if I was mad at them or whatever, instead of just asking me. Like, this person screenshotted. Right. This person screenshotted and sent it to people asking how they thought I felt. If anybody in the world is going to tell you... if anybody in the world is going to tell you my intentions or my are like feelings, ask me. I'll tell you to your fucking face, even if you don't want to hear it, because I think that's how you do shit. But like, even with y'all, I can have a conversation too with you guys. I can laugh. I can cut up with you guys. I love being around both of you. I've only been around you one time, you see, but even just like some of our conversations that we've had through text message, I know you're the type of person, and even how Gypsy said earlier, like, you're You're driven. You fucking make her want to do better. You're very good at what you do. And I see the value in that. So, of course, hey, I want to talk to you. I want to bullshit with you. But then there's 5-6 days or whatever a week, me and you will speak. And then the next time we do, it's like we picked up the conversation.
We were just talking. Yeah, we don't have time to validate everybody. Yeah. But again, the importance of being an adult is being able to have a real conversation, not be offended by everything. Like, we don't have time to pick up feelings all the time. If you are upset by something I did, first of all, no, I never did it intentionally.
Yeah.
Like, ever. I would never attack somebody intentionally. Unless they've done something horrible to somebody, and then I feel like it needs to be discussed. But I would come to you and talk to you about it. Anything I say or do about anybody, I've already said to that person very clearly. Like, I don't do talking behind backs or drama. I don't do that.
Yeah.
But if you, that's another thing though. It takes courage to have an adult conversation. It takes courage to start that conversation, and it takes courage to hear the truth back at you. And if you're not ready for that, you're going to know those people right away, because they're the ones that are gossiping, drama. They're the ones, you know, screenshotting and talking about things behind doors because they're scared to have a real deep, hard conversation.
They're scared to hear what they already know is true. They're scared to have you validate their worst fucking feelings. They're scared to have you validate the way that they're feeling. But yeah. A lot of people just miss the idea that, hey, if you come to me with that, even if I say something to you that you don't want to hear, that doesn't mean I don't want to work with you. That doesn't mean I don't want to be your friend. It just means that we've got something on the table and we need to clear the table.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, we're not fucking destroying the table after we have the conversation. We're literally just getting the thing that's on there off. And then we'll go on about our fucking day and we'll go on about our relationship. Too many folks are just fucking scared to death to have that conversation. And I think that those conversations, though, are what build an amazing friendship, an amazing relationship. You know that you can trust this person. You know that even when times aren't good or the best and there is a conflict, that you can get past that fucking conflict. So that person's going to be your person even more.
Yeah. And there, again, like I said, because I have my undergrad in applied behavioral therapy, there are people that come with, pasts where they feel like conflict equals you don't love me, you don't like me, I run away from this. So they do have that. But I think it's important just as humans to grow and to learn, like, okay, this situation has happened, and maybe this situation has happened many times with many people. Maybe I'm the common denominator in this, and I need to make some changes. And that also takes a lot of courage to realize, you know, you do need to change something. You do need to fix something. It doesn't mean people don't love you. It doesn't mean they can't circle back around and be friends with you during these, you know, changes that you need to make, but you need to take some ownership and, you know, become and grow. And it's hard for people to do that, especially even if you tell them straight to you to their face, like, this is something you need to fix. This is something that's not working for me. They may not be ready to hear that. They may not be ready to change that.
Most people aren't. That's what's sad. No. Like, I know with you two, I could have any conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I could have any conversation with you two, and it would be completely fine afterwards. It might be awkward during the conversation. But
they are awkward. Yeah, for sure. There are conversations that are difficult that somebody needs to, you know, especially if there's an actual problem. They are incredibly awkward and painful to hear.
Growth is not
comfortable. That's normal. That is normal. As long as both people can listen and understand the situation, though, it's okay for it to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And it is hard, but that's what being an adult is. Like, get over it. Get over your pride and handle your shit.
Well, uncomfortable to me is something that I chase. And I wish more people did, though.
Yeah.
Like, unless you're in an uncomfortable situation, you're not growing, you're not learning. Like, too many people are scared of uncomfortable. And to me, that's like saying, fuck growth, fuck learning anything. It's literally saying, oh, I know everything. I don't need to learn anything else. How the fuck can you sit there and say that you know everything? How the fuck can you sit there and say that you know everything that is right and wrong? You don't. And unless I have a conversation with somebody about shit, I'm not going to know. That's ignorance. That is the definition of ignorance to me, is not being able to talk to someone and even if I don't agree with anything you fucking say, I can at least by the end of that conversation have an idea where you're coming from, why you're passionate about what you're passionate about. And then I can at least have a respect for you that you talk to me, and that at the end of the conversation, we might have agreed to disagree, but we got a common respect for each other. And this, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get why people aren't like that.
That art is gone. Like the art of debate and being okay, like disagreeing about things. Like, I feel like our culture has turned into this yes culture where you just have to, in order to feel that validation or to feel accepted, you have to agree with everything. And that's not the case. Like, it is really okay to not agree on everything, but to respect each other, to accept where they're coming from, to hear them, to listen. And yeah, like, it's, again, it can be really uncomfortable, especially if it's something big that you're very passionate about. But that doesn't mean, like, we're all humans from different walks of life. We have different experiences, and it's okay to be different. It really is.
Yeah. A lot of people listen to respond instead of listening to hear nowadays. And that's true. A lot of the problem too.
True.
Absolutely. That is true. You know who has ruined that? I can pinpoint it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Overeducated white women. Overeducated white women have made it to where everybody's opinion matters. They've made it to where nobody should feel left behind, that everybody should get a fucking participation trophy, that everybody's supposed to feel equally good. And you are supposed to feel equally good, but you're supposed to fucking earn it. All right. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to earn self-validation.
Yeah.
You're supposed to earn that shit. But overeducated white women in the 90s decided, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make all these kids feel equally as good about themselves. And then you know what happens when those fuckers come adults? They think that they are owed every goddamn thing. And if you're not telling them what they want to hear, then you're wrong. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's, you're so wrong because they were never taught anything outside of that. I hate overeducated white women more than I hate anything else. If you told me I had to pick between overeducated white bitches or the Nazis to save keeping the goddamn Nazis. Fuck them.
Okay. So I can, I'm not agreeing with the Nazi thing. Like, this is a weird conversation all of a sudden, but I can agree. Okay. Coming from a woman, because women are naturally empathetic. They want, you know, they want people to feel accepted and heard. And we, you know, we're protectors. Like, so I could see that happening. The hard part, because like, I'm a mom. So when my kid calls me and needs me to bail them out because they fucked something up or forgot their homework, like, my natural instinct, I guess, as a white woman, is to go save them, is to go help them. I want to be helpful. I want people to feel safe. I want people to feel secure. I do want that. And I think that's something I can bring to the table on OnlyFans too, because I want people to feel validated and heard and seen and respected. But in the case of my children, no. Here's your growth. Here's your learning. Sucks
that's what
to
I was
going to
say. I'm like, that's what I did to my kids. I'm like,
too bad, so sad. Because I know it creates, you know, maturity. You've got to be uncomfortable. You'll learn. That's going to create that growth. I am an, you know, over.
You don't count. You're not a fucking Karen. I'm talking about
the Karen. But there are people that, yeah, they take it too far because they don't like that uncomfortable, you know, they don't like that growth mindset. And it's really important for all of us to push each other into that uncomfortable arena, whether it be our family, our friends, or whatever, because it creates that ability. And, you know, it also gives people the opportunity to tell them that we trust them, that they can do better. We know that they can do better. We're going to push them to do better. Because if we are just accepting of where people are and we're like, no, it's okay. You can be that way. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything is fine. Then nobody's making that growth. Nobody's making that change. And that's not who we should be. That's not who we should be.
Yeah. You have to, at a very young age, to learn that it is okay to fucking, what did y'all say?
I said, I definitely spit on you. I'm sorry.
And I said, it wouldn't be the first time. So don't worry about it.
I was going to say, she liked it. She definitely is the type of bitch that likes it.
Water, moisture.
You're supposed to learn at a, y'all are fucking stupid. You're supposed to learn at a young age that you're going to fail in life, that you're not going to be, you're really supposed to learn that you're not special in a way. In all honesty, like, you have to learn certain things as a child. And if you have somebody coddling you all the time, If you have somebody making sure, like even me growing up because of my family, where we're from, I didn't get in trouble in school. I didn't get in trouble in certain things like I should have, to where I didn't learn lessons until I was later in life, till my family finally said, hey, we're fucking hurting him by every time he gets in trouble, every time he gets caught drinking and driving, every time he's out way too late and he gets pulled over and it's questionable if he's DUI or not, whatever. Like, I didn't learn those lessons because it's like, oh, they're protecting me. Even if I get in trouble, it's going to be fine. And that's not the way it should be. It's you should have to learn lessons the hard way. I know I'm hard-headed as fuck anyway. I don't learn lessons easy. And I imagine most people don't learn lessons easy either. Like, sometimes you got to, you know, if your mama tells you 100 times don't touch the stove, surefire way to make sure you don't touch the stove again, leave a fucking eye on too long and put your hand on that stove. And guess what? You ain't touching the goddamn stove again. Like, and without people allowing kids or even teenagers or whatever to fuck up and make mistakes and take the consequences from them, they're just going to become shitty fucking adults that think that they're privileged, think that they're never going to get in trouble. One quote that I absolutely love is, a uncoachable kid becomes an unemployed adult.
It's true. I think that whole thing that you just described just creates entitlement. Yeah, like, you just feel like you deserve, you know, the easy way that every, you know, and I'm not okay with that. I'm that mom that, like, I want my kid to go to school and get made fun of a little bit. Like, yeah. I see what they walk out of the house wearing, and I'm like, yeah, go do that. You enjoy that.
Spankings on the butt back. Spankings on the butt back.
Yeah. My kids don't even need spankings. They see my eyeballs, look at them. Like, my son mouthed back to me the other day, and I looked at him, and he's like, no, I was just kidding, and I didn't say a word. Like, don't. Well, like, you have to create this area where they know that, you know, first of all, they're not revered in the house. They are not special. I have four fucking kids. They are not special. You, like, we have to get through every day. You share, you deal with the hard, you don't get to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to school, you're going to get made fun of. I tell, you know, all the time, like, you do something at school, and if you say something bad to somebody, I hope they punch you in the face. You're going to learn real hard.
Well, I'll use a situation with Gracie just on Monday this week. So I pull up to get her from track practice or whatever, and she's getting into it with this boy. And, like, you can see, like, this boy's being a fucking smartass to her.
Sure.
And I rolled my window down. She couldn't see me from where I was parked at. And I wanted to hear the conversation. Because, like, you could tell by their body language and everything, like, it was getting heated. And I rolled my window down, turned my truck off where I could sit there and listen to see how she did. And the boy was a fucking cunt to her. 100% a fucking little dickhead to her. And what I would assume with most girls, most 12-year-old girls, she would have came to the truck. She would have been upset. She would have been crying. She would have been defeated to where she's emotionally drained.
Sure.
And she comes to the truck. She's got a pep in her step, all this kind of shit. And I'm like, Grace. I'm like, I about got out of the truck and slapped the fuck out of this little boy. I was fixing to go to prison for slapping the shit out of a middle schooler, right? But I decided not to. I decided to sit back and see how she responded instead of me showing my ass. She comes to the truck, and I'm like, Gracie, what was that about? And she was like, he was talking shit. I talked shit back. And I was like, you're not upset? And she's like, fuck no, I'm not upset. Like, why would I get upset over that, to where – if my child wouldn't have been raised the way she has been raised to be a bad little bitch, another child would have walked up to that truck. They would have been crying. They wouldn't have been upset, and it would have been an issue the rest of the fucking day. You have to show kids tough love because they're going to experience tough shit in life.
That just means that you have raised her to feel secure about herself. First of all, she don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. And that's how it should be. Like, why would you let anybody who you don't value affect how you feel? But also, you need to prepare them to be able to stand up for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter came up to me one time. She was frustrated in the middle of her soccer game. She's like, they all keep talking shit out there. And I'm like, do you think that's ever going to change in life? Do you think that's ever going to change? Does what that, you know, number 11 matter what she says to you? No, it does not matter. Go out there, handle your shit. be a good player and play hard and use that to fuel yourself. Like, who cares what they think? Who cares? It does not matter.
Well, you're going to get to the point as an adult if you don't have that mentality or teach that mentality to your children, to where, like, all of a sudden everything in the world is against you. And
so, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's not the case. Like, not everything in the world is out to fucking get you.
And those are the people that won't have the hard adult conversations, right? Because they feel attacked.
Oh, my God.
They feel attacked when the world is out to get them, yeah, because they're not prepared.
Well, you think about all the people that y'all know from social media, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever, or OnlyFans, whatever. You think about the people that are so goddamn soft that the second, because they've been just their ass kissed, even all throughout social media. And yeah, they might have big accounts, but they're probably the most insecure people out there, because they won't post anything that's, you know, controversy or whatever. But the second they post one little thing, or say one little thing, and people get butt hurt by it, they crumble. You think it's the end of the world. You think somebody shot their goddamn dog, and they don't know how to fucking act. And it's, if you are steady kissing someone's ass, it doesn't matter if they're successful or not, they're gonna fucking crumble like a wet cupcake.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the fun part about social media, by the way. I hate social media. I wasn't on it for years and years. I got rid of it. But then I started doing OnlyFans, so I have to be on it.
Oh, yeah.
And first of all, if you are not mentally and, you know, prepared, emotionally prepared to do this thing, you're going to be eaten alive on social media, because the way to make it online is to stir the pot.
Yeah.
And you know you're going viral when people are screaming at you and they're mad at you. Like, you know you're making it on social media. And if you're not prepared for that, you will crumble. You will mentally crumble. And it just, you can see it from a mile away. So you success, unfortunately, on social media is, you know, when people start calling you a hoe and everything.
Yeah.
I made it.
I'm going to spend the rest of my day when I get off of this with you guys arguing with people on a video that I posted of Gracie last night. Okay. Like, everybody's just so touched by race. They're just so touched. And it's like, do you realize how fucking miserable you have to be? Like, first off, I think racisms are funny. And I don't think that that's just about one particular race. I think if you are able to laugh at stereotypes, if they're not ugly and malicious stereotypes.
Right. There's a difference. Yeah.
Like, posting a picture of Gracie with...
We're thinking the ugly, you know, malicious parts of it. But, like, I don't know. Like, you make fun of white women. That doesn't offend me, because because stereotypes are funny.
Yeah, I hate y'all of the worst. I hate the whites the worst of everybody in this world. But it's because I've had to be around y'all my whole goddamn life, and I know how fucking stupid y'all are. Like, I'm a white, though. I don't like me. I don't know why people don't get that. Like, I think I'm fucking stupid most of the time.
I think I like leaning into the stereotype. But, again, it's I wouldn't ever want to put anybody in an uncomfortable situation.
No, I do.
But I understand. I am a dorky white girl. That's part of my brand. I lead into it. Like, I understand. I can't be out there, you know, twerking like, you know, other people, because that's not who I am. I'm the dorky white girl. That's just who I am. Yeah.
Well, funny thing about that, if there's any high schoolers listening to this or young adults, I'm just going to tell you, don't skip out on the goth girls or the nerdy white bitches. Oh, I'm just telling you, if I could go back to high school, I'd stop trying to fuck cheerleaders, and I'd find that bitch that always had her nose in a book, that was always reading, because more than likely she's read some shit and we just don't realize what she's reading. And you're like, oh, that's the one.
She's about to have to blow up.
Yeah, I should have
all that hate from high school and fucking grow with it. Yeah. And man, do they grow.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. If I could go back, I probably would wear like more corn t-shirts. Yeah. I'd probably wear like some more like 9-inch nails t-shirts or whatever.
Have bracelets.
Yeah. I'd get some of them fucking parachute pants or whatever the fuck they were called that all the goth kids wore. I would be trying to fuck every bitch in black hair and fishnets out there. Right. I'm telling you, like, those were the ones. Those were the ones. You slept on them. We slept on them.
You made fun of them, but they're here now. They are here now.
Well, I love them too for a different reason. Like, they figured out who they were and wasn't scared to be that way. Like, you don't see that till you get out of it.
Early. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you don't, like, it took me for so long. Like, yeah, I was athletic and I liked being around jocks and everything because that's what I was. But I hated most of them motherfuckers. I still hate most of them motherfuckers. Like, there's only a few handful of guys that I grew up playing baseball and football with that I even talk to now. But there's a whole lot of people that I had no interaction with in high school that I'm friends with now that never walked, like, from the age of 5 until I was 19 years old. Every weekend, I was playing baseball. Every fall, I was playing football and baseball. Like, I never stopped. And I cannot tell you the last time I sat down and had a conversation with somebody that I did all that shit with. And, but it was, I was trying to fit in to their narrative or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was, by doing that, I pushed myself down to where now it's like, no, I like being around the crazy motherfuckers I'm around. If I'd have been doing this my whole life, I'd have felt more comfortable being myself at 20 instead of 30.
Right. Yeah. I think those people who find themselves really young because, you know, they break the societal norms are just, they're also just the sweetest people too. Like, they've been through it. They know what it feels like. And they're just like the most sweetheart. And again, the confidence is so sexy. I think confidence alone, I was having a conversation with somebody online because I don't know, I guess my algorithm's fucked right now, but all I keep seeing is people pushing the narrative of like, women love tall men with money. Women love tall men with money. They need tall men with money. And I'm like, who are these bitches? Because get them out of my circle. Like, first of all, I have never, ever, ever thought like, I need a man of certain height and certain money. I can get my own money. I don't give a fuck how tall you are. Like, it is the charisma and confidence that I want in my circle.
Yep.
And that applies for men and women. Charisma and confidence. And if you don't have that, like, I can't carry you. I don't want to. Like, I want people who are funny and they know who they are and we can all be secure and happy together. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Well, when you're around people like that, it just makes you feel better about yourself. And it makes you feel like you can be more you. Like, even since, like, being around Gypsy as long as we have. Like, first time I was around her, I was probably like, what the fuck? Like, I still remember when we did our first episode together. Like, in this little ass Airbnb, and then we went out afterwards, and she had on this fucking, what are they called? Overall? Like, she had on overalls on and like a fucking tube top. And I was like, the fuck?
I think the first 3 minutes of me meeting you, I was like, do you want to see my dicks? Like, literally the first time I met him, he's like, is there something to get in? Tell me. I was like, no, on top of my van. I got some dicks on the top of my van.
I knew by being around her and she was so comfortable being herself.
Yeah.
I could be my fucking self.
Yeah, that's what it is. You just, you make people feel comfortable. If you are, and that it is,
if you're a genuine person,
genuinely confident
person around me, you're going to feel comfortable. If you're a fake motherfucker, you're going to feel the most uncomfortable.
You're feeling insecure. Because
you know, I'm going to call you out too. I'm going to be like, that's not who you are. Stop it.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need a piece of humble pie? Like, because like, this isn't you. Like, stop it. But if you're a good, genuine person, you're going to feel great.
Yeah. But also too, Gypsy, I don't know if you've ever thought about it from this standpoint, when you're around people and regardless of what you're doing, because you're like the fucking queen of doing what Gypsy wants. Like, you don't ask before you leave a bar. You don't tell us you're going home. You get up when you want to. You go to the gym when you want to. You leave before us sometimes. Like, you do what you want and you don't fucking ask anybody to show you grace about it. You're going to do what the fuck you want. There's a lot of people that have to be told that it's okay to do something for them to feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
And you put people in their place to where it's like, okay, why can't I do that? Like, it makes me, I'm not that way because I'm going to do what the fuck I want to too, regardless. But there's a lot of people that we've been around that I could see how they would look at you and they would just be like, damn, I wish I could be like that. And it makes them more reserved because they don't have the balls to be like you.
Right. I could see that. Yeah.
I don't know. Just be yourself. Don't, like, around me, always be yourself. Whatever weird ass things you think you're hiding behind your facade of your bullshit.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
A lot of people don't know how to be themselves though. You know, it's crazy.
Because I hate fake people. I cannot stand it.
They don't know what else to be. And I think that's important for them to be around people who, you know, are confident or whatever, because it is that growth, whether they want to, you know, learn from it or not. There are just so many people where they don't know who they are. Like they don't know their brand. They don't, because they edit themselves when they're mm-hmm. around people. Yeah. And if you have to edit yourself around even like your friends or, you know, when you go out or whatever, then you still have some growing to do and you need to face that.
And I think that's why, like when I hang out with Josh a lot, I'm always with the guys. Like I'm always hanging. And it's because they're just themselves and it's just easy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love my brothers. They're all like my brothers now.
Yeah.
And it's just so easy to chill with them. And we have beers and we just shoot the shit and nobody's offended over anything or nobody has to watch what they say. And I love hanging out with the guys for that reason.
Yeah. Most of my friends are guys too. And I don't want to make that sound weird, but like, I just can't relate to a lot of women because they do feel a lot of women. And again, this is more like psychological stuff, but a lot of women do edit themselves because they don't want to hurt people's feelings. They want to be empathetic. They want to be understanding. They want to fit in. They want to be with the crowd. They want to be a certain way. They don't want people to judge them because girls are fucking mean and they have that relational aggression where they gossip and they bad talk. And so I have a hard time fitting in with women when I go to that circle and I think like, oh my God, are they judging me? Are they thinking this, saying this? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and that's why I like you.
That's why I don't fit in with girls because they don't like me. Like they don't because they will. I mean, I'm nice. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm very nice to girls. But like I know that I'm going to say something real and they're going to take it offensive. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it offensively. If you want me to hurt your feelings, you're going to know if I'm trying to hurt your feelings. Like you're going to know. It will not be a secret, but they just get so offended or like, and I can't handle it. I can't tiptoe around that. That's not who I am.
Yeah.
I will always be 100% authentic and real and whatever. And I bring a strong personality and it just doesn't mesh well with women sometimes.
I think that's why I liked you though, because automatically you were just like, and I was like, all right, I like them.
Well, it's hard to find in women. Like the ones that are around us, you two, fucking Alyssa Hale. Alyssa Hale gives two shits in this world and I love her to death because of it. Sarah Blake's the same fucking way. Sarah does not give a fuck. I'm trying to think of who else that we're constantly around that are women. Any of the female artists that like we're close to.
Yes.
The ones that are like a Kimberly fucking Atwood or Allie Colleen. Do you think they give $2 what the artists? They don't really care. Like you have to fit in. I get that, and especially like in some of these industries, you have to fit in. You can't be unapproachable. But also too, like I think us as guys pick up on it way quicker. That it's like, hey, look, even with y'all two, we're bros, we're family, so that's how we're going to treat each other. There can't be like some underlying thing there. There can't,
right.
There can't be, oh, you know, I got to act this way to you right now because I'm trying to do something later. And there's too many women, and I'm not saying men don't because there are pieces of shit out here, but not in our group. Like it's not, if I say that, hey, we're friends. And I'm going to treat you accordingly. Most of the women that have came and gone with our group, there was something else there. There was, you know, I'm not calling anybody out because there's no one in particular I'm talking about here. But like, there's been people we've been around. It's like, whose dick can I suck to get more famous? Or, you know, you know, it's like, who can I go fuck right now to make me more popular instead of, hey, who can I be around that's going to add to my character, that's going to add to my true value? And before any of y'all motherfuckers message me, I am not talking about anybody in particular. If I was, I'd say the goddamn name.
He means it. He means you. Now that you say that, that's a perfect thing because like I feel like there are people, those exact personalities that have those insecurities and they do think you're talking about them. They are, the world revolves around them because, and they don't have the secure enough personality to hold their own,
right?
So they have to use other people
because
they're not secure. And also back to women, they get so jealous so easily. Like thinking the photographer that was here yesterday for the photo shoot, he was saying he's getting messages right now because girls he photographs are like, who's that? Why are you photographing her? And I'm like, it's your fucking business. You better be photographing other women.
Exactly.
But women do get so jealous. They think that you can't have, if you have other friends or you value other people in your circle also, that you devalue them. And that insecurity is so off-putting to me.
Yes.
Because that's not what it is. Just because you value other people doesn't mean you are less than as a person.
Right.
Hold your own your shit, and let's all just grow and be adults together.
Just don't be a person to where someone else has to hold your hand for you to succeed and feel good about yourself.
You're right.
That's pretty much it.
It's anyway, really all that it takes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that's good. I know Gypsy's probably like, hey, he's late. Where are you going anyway, Gyps? You told me a while ago.
My parents is 2.5 hours away from here.
And you are fucking rushing me, and you're only going 2 goddamn hours?
I want to see your mom. Yeah, I want to get back. I've been here for 2 days.
Well, anyway.
You know me, 2 days. I got the itch. I got to go somewhere else.
I know you do. I know you do. Are you coming to Nashville?
Gypsy?
No, Missy.
I don't know. I have nobody to bring.
I got you hooked up with Melissa last night, and I'll hook you up with some more. Yeah, by the way, fucking, let me tell you, Gypsy, what did she say? What did she say?
Talk about it off camera. is she coming to Nashville?
Yeah. That's why I put you on a group message together.
Oh, okay.
What I want to do, and I want a Gypsy to come, but she said she couldn't. I'd already asked her.
We just don't go to that thing.
But yeah, just don't go to that thing. Come with us to Nashville next week.
No, I already paid $1,700 to go to this stupid
thing. Oh yeah, never mind.
To go to the convention, $1,700.
Yeah, between the hotel flight.
Fuck TikTok. God.
Oh, that's what you're going to?
Yeah.
You're going to watch a lot of people kiss each other's ass because they made a
video. No, she's not going to watch it. She's going to, she's going to disrupt it.
You don't understand. I know her way better than you. She's going to get
there. I'm like walking through in my see-through dress on the red carpet.
Yeah, that's what's about to happen.
She's going to get there. She's going to get pissed, and she's going to leave.
No, I'm on an airplane, so I can't. I'm going to spend time with hogs and heifers down there where people can be mean and on purpose, and it's great.
Okay, well, never mind then. But
what I want to do
for anybody listening, so y'all get a little preview of August. I think we're getting there the 7th, and I'll probably leave the 11th or 12th. I can't remember. I'm not August, but April. Fuck, I'm stupid.
April.
I always get the A months mixed up. It's April. It's April the 7th that we're getting there, and we'll leave the 11th or 12th. But anyway, if you're gonna come, let me know because I want to invite some of the ones that I like, some of that I'm friends with. Like, I'm going to invite Sarah Blake, see if she can come. I'd love for you to meet Sarah Blake.
When did you say you're doing this?
The 7th of April until the 11th. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't come.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on coming so far. I'm planning on coming, but all the women I asked couldn't come. So if you invite some awesome people, I'm there.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I want to introduce you because there's like, I've got a circle of friends that when we do like their OnlyFans stuff and we talk about their shit, they're good enough, same way you are, same way Gypsy is, to where I can do a show with just them and hang out with them. And it's a good time because they're such big personalities.
Yeah.
So like, I would love to introduce you to Sarah Blake. I would love to introduce you to fucking Tawny's badass.
I would love it. I missed Tawny last time.
Yeah. Tawny's a fucking, she was going through some shit, I think, last time. Mm-hmm. You haven't met Tawny yet?
No.
Tawny's a beast. You would love her. She's cool as shit. I'd love to introduce you to fucking Alyssa Hale. You've met Alyssa Hale. You met her at New Year's. Her and her mama.
You have to say her and her mama. That's what I know.
I mean, you've been around her several times. Alyssa Hale's
a
fucking
G. It's like you always say Alyssa and her mama. So that's why I'm like, Alyssa. So it's Alyssa and her mama.
Yeah. I called her Hot Ashley for the longest time because I thought her name was Ashley for some reason. I'm so bad with names. Like in my phone, it was saved as Hot Ashley. But I want to introduce you to some of that are our friends. Like I don't think I've done this with anybody besides probably Gypsy that has OnlyFans. But like the people that I actually like call friends that I like, I want to introduce you to. Like Melissa, whatever, Miss Rain, whatever the fuck her name is. She's done the show a couple times. She is fucking cool, dude. She's a fucking G. I haven't done a show with her in person yet. But she's the one I put you in the group chat with last night.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So if y'all are listening, come to Nashville that week, April the 10th, Live Oak. April the 10th, Live Oak, the next Josh Terry round, Raising Grace round. And I just found out yesterday, I'm going to go ahead and drop it on here for all y'all to, like, go ahead and get your tickets. Our last round, has Brian Martin, Ben Roberts and Sam Williams on it. If you don't know who Sam Williams is, it's Hank Williams Jr.'s son, and he is a fucking animal. Brian Martin just got back from Australia and killed it over there with Lainey Wilson and Cameron Marlowe. Like, Ben writes with both of them and plays with both of them. It's, oh God, that's just the last round. That is just, it's going to be so fucking good. And we're going to be recording shows there all week. But I definitely want to do a group show with you, since you'll be there if you end up coming, and like two or three other of the girls that have big personalities. The last show that we did with the OnlyFans girls, I didn't like. I posted it, but I got kind of salty during it. And I have no hard feelings towards any of those people. Like, I think that I'd still be buddies with them and shit. But, like, I'm just probably not doing a show with certain people anymore. Like, if you're not entertaining, you're not entertaining. Yeah, that's the best way I know how to put it. I love those girls. I appreciate them coming. But, like, some people just aren't. You know how to speak. You're well-spoken. Gypsy's well-spoken. You can actually have a conversation with. You can create content with. So, if anybody's around the week of April the 10th, y'all come hang out with all of us. It's going to be a good time. And before we get out of here, though, drop y'all social media handles, and we'll get to
Don't forget the Creative Vets thing. Let's have a prize for the
Creative Vets. Yes. Creative Vets. You said you're coming to that, right?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude. You got to load up and come to this. You need to fly in for the day. You'll get to be around, like, the biggest fucking names. Yeah. Like, it, but it's not that. It's a great event.
Organization. So it's a big event to help raise money for veterans.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Creative Vets will be there April the 29th. This is our third year. Gypsy came with us last year. The biggest names that you could see in country music are out raising money for the Creative Vets program out of Nashville. It is amazing. Go make a donation to creativevets.com now. Go check them out. I think it's .com. I don't fucking know. just go look up
creativevets.org.
Creativevets.org. Go check them out on all social media platforms. They're just fucking amazing. And we'll be there. So we'll be in Nashville a couple of times.
Yeah, the veterans is fucking awesome. I love it.
Gypsy sat at the bar last year. She didn't ride on the golf cart or nothing with us. She sat at the bar and got drunk with the veterans and made their day. She made their fucking day.
And I called him. I made sure Charlie's coming. He's like, yeah, I'll be there. I was like, that's it. You're hanging out with me all night, sir. We have no other option. I love it.
And thank you to Cottonfield and Back Road Park. They're our sponsor for that this year. They paid for golf with us. Nice. They're coming and hanging out. Yeah, they're coming and hanging out. They're going to be there with us. So I appreciate them very much for that. But yeah, y'all drop your social medias and let's get the fuck out of here.
At Gypsy _supervised. And mine is You Found Missy pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Just You Found Missy. Look it up.
Thank you. Thank you, girls, for coming. And thank y'all for just being fucking original. Thank y'all being different. Thank y'all being people I actually fucking like.
We could, if we tried anything else, you would know.
Well, y'all stay. Well, y'all stay that fucking way. All right, folks.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, folks. Well, thank y'all for listening to Josh Terry Podcast. Do me a favor, go leave a rating, leave a review. If you've been on the show at any point in time and you're listening to this, go to Apple or Spotify and leave a review for us. Let people know that you love being on the show, that you like what we do, and just thank y'all. Share it with your fam. Share it with your mama and them, and thank each and every one of y'all. We'll catch you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.